Aloha, swing dance fans everywhere. It's Velody here for Rockstep Radio. I'm broadcasting live now from Vancouver, Canada, from a lovely rooftop terrace, you might say, right in the heart of downtown. And I'm sat with my good friend and fellow Lindy Hopper, Mr. Chris Harris. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm here. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Very well, darling. I cannot complain about the hosting so far. We like to ask our guests a few questions here at Rockstep Radio, just to kind of get the listeners into fully integrated into the scene and kind of share fun stories from our Lindy Hopper histories. So can you tell us a little bit about how you first came across Lindy? How did you discover it? What were your first early Lindy Hopper experiences?
My first experiences with Lindy Hop was when I started university. And I was a really big football player, a really big hockey player, really big jazz. Like I was in the school band and everything, and jazz band. And all that kind of ended when I got to university, so I needed a new hobby. And it was the beginning of the sort of neo-swing revolution in 1999, and there was a lot of bands like Cherry Pop and Daddies that were topping the pop charts in my area of the world. So everybody was kind of into swing music, and it was a really popular, hip thing to do. And I just went out with a whole group of my friends, and we all signed up for swing classes. There was literally 300 people in my swing one class.
Wow, that's...
And it was just insane and huge,
That must have been really... That must be novel, because I'm guessing a lot of people, that's not their first experience. I know my early experiences were definitely a few freaks above a pub. I mean, now Manchester has a vibrant scene, but that sounds wild.
I mean, when I first started, we would have 300 people in our beginner classes. I remember it took me probably 6 months before I started going out to the weekly dances. Mm-hmm. And when I go to the weekly dances, they were... I'd guess, 400 or 500 people. There was video screens playing the old competition videos or playing the movie Swing Kids. There was, a DJ just rocking it the whole time. They had line dances that I think only existed in Victoria. Like, we didn't do the Shim Sham or anything. We had these old ballroom ones that this ballroom instructor who had picked up teaching swing dance because nobody in the city knew it.
So well, there you go.
He showed
gig,
us some
right?
kind
it's
of bastard gig, right? Arthur Murray version of swing, we put up with it for a couple of years until
work,
we knew better.
For sure. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So talking about like knowing better and best practice and things, like if you had a piece of advice for swing dancers tuning in, they might be quite new to swing, they might be sort of seasoned, old timer. What's kind of your gem or your best piece of advice, given your experience over the years, that you'd like to pass on?
Yeah, my experience has been, I danced for years and years and years and kind of hit a plateau, and I just couldn't get really to that advanced level. And I think the biggest thing for me was taking a step back and working on quality of movement and just sort of working on how I move, how I walk, making sure that my hips were open and mobile enough, my shoulders are open and mobile enough, and really sort of fine-tuning each, the process of taking a step. And I found that just cleaned up so many other things, and that, techniques and leads that were very difficult for me before became very simple, just because I had actually tuned my basics down. And I think working on your quality of movement, working on your mobility, and really getting your basics sharp makes everything fall into place so much easier.
Nice. That's great. That's a great one for people to bear in mind. I certainly think, I have recently started to invest a lot more time in yoga and Pilates, and very, very different ways to move than swing dancing, but I would agree with you that they do complement it, and very much they work on your inner strength and just your awareness of your whole body and how you hold yourself and flexibility. And
I think as human beings, we're tuned to see good movement as pretty.
Okay.
Right? And there's subtle little things like whether or not you have a pelvic tilt, or whether or not you have, your hips turned out but your knee isn't, or something like that. Like if you move properly stacked, then it looks good. And I think people who do a lot of yoga, people who do those types of things, like yoga is something I've recently gotten into, and I resisted it for years thinking it was way too new agey and hippie for me. And now that I do it, I just love it. But I got into that largely because I've just found that better movement just translates to better dance.
Like
you look better
else,
in competition, you look better for everybody watching you.
Agreed.
And things start to feel better because they just work, like your body's using the right mechanic.
Yeah, everything's kind of complementing itself, and I'm sure it's a better experience for your dance partner as well. Things are smoother and more clear. Really nice. Okay, tell us a little bit about some of your favorite songs, favorite tracks, and.
So I'm going to give you my favorite song. This is actually going to, I'm going to let my blues dancer show here a little bit.
Nice.
Because
that's
my
allowed.
Favorite.
It's my show. That's
my favorite song is Harlem Nocturne.
Nice. Okay.
But it's only Harlem Nocturne when it's played by Les Elgart. So there's a lot of versions. You have to actually search really hard. This isn't a very popular version.
Okay.
But I used to play Harlem Nocturne on the saxophone when I was a jazz musician in high school. And I love the song. I used to play it as a saxophone solo, and Les Elgart just knocks it right out of the park. So
nice.
Yeah, if
nice.
You want something more Lindy Hop, then I would go with anything by Winoni Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love Winoni Harris because he's got the same last name as me.
Well, there you go.
And we're probably not related.
not that you found out yet, but hey.
Yeah, if we're
right.
related, there's some weird stuff going on in my family tree. But his songs are really hilarious because they're those classic, like, old-timey jazz songs where they're, like, hidden sexual references.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so one of my favorite songs is called Keep On Churning Till the Butter Comes.
That's actually taking me right back to when we used to dance at the Wimbam back in Manchester back in the day. So, yeah, definitely that's a good one. That's a good one. I definitely like to swing out to that one.
Well, if you're ever over in Vancouver, definitely take a look at Lindy Bout. Lindy Bout is our Western Canadian Swing Championships.
Okay, nice.
That runs every year in Vancouver. It's a pretty cool, fun event.
Okay.
Particularly, really awesome thing about Lindy Bout is our interregional competition.
Okay.
And they tend to do the finals with that, where you actually draw both a partner and a style of music. So you'll have some really hilarious things where you get to see some pretty awesome Lindy Hoppers doing their best interpretation of ABBA.
Well, it's been really nice to hear from you, Chris. And like we've said, people can check out...
VanBlues.com is my site. I'm actually a fairly big blues dancer as well as a Lindy Hopper.
Amen. Let's do a high five for that right there.
Right. And Lindy Hop scenes in Vancouver. We've got Porto Swing Vancouver. And we've got Rhythm City Productions. And we've got Suburban Swing out in Abbotsford. And Royal City Swing in New Westminster, British Columbia. So there's a lot of them going on here.
Definitely. Lots of stuff to check out here on the west coast of Canada. We're here at rockstepradio.com. Music for swing dancers.